Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Putting a bow on that Timberwolves and Nuggets game from last night, Kelly, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who look at this and say, is this thing over? And with it being 2-0, and I got to say, so I thought that the Wolves were going to be able to give the Nuggets some trouble, considering they have three legit bigs, and we're going to be able to put three legit bigs rotating on Jokic, right? So the thing that I thought may be a factor in this series was when Cat is on him, he's able to do one of his skill sets, and then you move it over, and then when Naz Reid is on him, you're able to do another skill set, and then when Gobert is on him, you're... So I thought that maybe they might be able to not let him settle in, right? Because sometimes you see Jokic where, okay, they're playing me this way, so tonight I'm the scorer, right?
Yeah.
Then, and it's like, oh, they're playing me this way, so tonight I'm the distributor. Mm-hmm. And then whatever. Well, now rotating the three different bigs, the three different types of defenses, the three different ways that those guys can play him, I thought that maybe that could confuse or at least neutralize him just a tad. You're never going to shut him completely down. I am shocked at how much they have been able to do that so far through the first couple of games. And I will say this. I don't think it's over, but I think it is going to be a big-time task for them to come back from 0-2.
Yeah, I'm kind of beating myself up on this one. This is it kind of applies to the Mavericks-Thunder series we'll talk about here in a bit as well. But the this was one where, like, I liked the Timberwolves in the series. I had the price a little bit off, though, and I thought it was a little too much the Timberwolves way, so I laid off it, didn't bet it. Man, they're steamrolling. I think you're going to have to – I mean, the guys might be likely dealing with a suspension, Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
I think you got to see a completely different Jamal Murray come back. If that occurs after that suspension comes he comes back from that suspension, he's got to be a next-level player like we've seen him before in the past, or else this team's done. Timberwolves are too good. They just for a team, if you have watched this team all season, like this is who they've been, like through the regular season, and they're just getting better and better and better as it goes on. And playoffs are not seeming to faze them at all. And for all the people I see out there tweeting about Phoenix, and maybe they're not so bad. No, they're still bad. They're still bad. I'm still a complete failure of the season.
I will not give you that much.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving you that, though.
That is not going to happen. We did have hockey happen last night, Kelly. The Bruins.
Oh, Matt, real quick. I did bet game three on Minnesota side. That was just kind of assuming Jamal Murray is probably going to be out. I think I grabbed it at 3.5, 4. It's out to 4.5, 5 now. I think if you can get in at 4, 4.5, there's fours out there. I think you can get in under 5. I still like it. Nuggets are on their heels right now, man. This is not looking good. Going back to Minnesota, Rudy Gobert is going to be back. Jamal Murray might be out. Everything I've seen so far, a much better team is in Minnesota. So, I laid it pretty quickly last night, kind of expecting suspension news coming down the line.
Over in the NHL, game one of the second round between the Bruins and the Panthers. Bruins get it done on the road 5-1. It was a scoreless first period, then a 3-1 Bruins advantage in the second period. They add on two more, one of the empty net variety in the third period, and take that one 5-1. Move on 1-0 in this series. Kelly, we spent a whole segment breaking down basketball because I know how to do that, and I can't sit here and tell you I can't break down the hockey game. All I can tell you it was 5-1. I had it on. I watched it. They put it in the net more than the other ones did.
Yeah, the worst is I had it on a TV early, yeah. And then I flipped it back on late, and then I was like, oh, it's 5-1 already. What are you supposed to do when it's 5-1?
I mean, listen, I can break down basketball, football with you, baseball all day long. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you the intricacies of what went on that hockey on the rink last night in the ice. I can't do it.
I mean, pretty clearly the Bruins were the better team last night.
Yeah, there it is, 5-1.
They proved it, 5-1.
There we go. Yeah, so
Panthers, we got to rise up, all right? Sunrise, yeah. Come on, let's get it together for game two. I'm a Panthers fan as of right now, so let's go.
Yeah, and there we have it. A couple of news items we'll get to a little bit later, but don't want to skip over what we got going on here tonight, Kelly. We got the Cavs and the Celtics. That is Celtics 12-point favorites, 210 the total. If you think the Cavs win this thing outright, plus 470 on the money line. And then the Mavs, Thunder. That is Thunder 3.5-point favorites, 218. If you think the Mavericks win the thing outright, plus 136. Starting with that first game, you could make a case, I guess, for, I mean, 12 points is a lot of points.
It's up to 12 and a half here at Circa.
Yeah, I mean,
I am a little surprised. Who's coming in today and running to late 12?
Right. I just don't know. You know, I just don't know, man.
That's basically going to be the summary. This whole series throughout, I think. I bet the Celtics to win at 5. I mean, the thing, I think that if I want to ruffle feathers here, I could make an argument that the Cavaliers have the best player. It's just, you know, they're the next 5, 6 are on the Celtics side with no Jared Allen. I bet them to win at 5. I threw a little bit on that Celtics to win at 5. I think that knowing the Celtics and how they usually play, and they take a lot of threes, could there be a bad variance game where they drop one to the Cavs here at some point? Yeah, I think that's completely possible. It's really hard for me to see
the Cavs just aren't a very good team.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to see them losing more than a game.
They're just not a very good team. I mean, it's one of those things where I could sit here and we could take the next 3 minutes doing the what if, play the what if game, and woo. It's like, no, man, the Celtics are going to win the series. They are. They're just going to win the series. Like, you have a Cavs team that is going to rely. You're going to need Spider Mitchell. You're going to have him go for 40, like, to even have a shot in any of these games.
If he goes for 50 every night, how many games do they win?
One.
I don't even know. Like, yeah. I'll go 2. If he went for 50 every night, I'll say they get 2.
All right. So we at least have that. I mean, I guess the only thing we can say from a bettable standpoint, if you do look at the prop market, right, like Donovan Mitchell is set at 27.5 right now. Kelly, he might not get there because he is just off. It is not going to be for lack of trying. He is going to shoot every bit of 25 times in this game, if not more. And so 27.5 seems pretty low to me.
I am with you. Yeah. I didn't even really check that out because I mean, I didn't really think about it. Just kind of assumed it would be a lot higher.
Yeah. He's going to play, unless it is a just absolute blowout.
Right.
He's going to play 40 minutes in the game. So you're getting 40 minutes out of him with a guy that's going to put it up 25 times. I mean, he might just be completely off, and if he's off, then there's a way that he couldn't get here, but I think that he gets there.
I mean, you're going up against some of the best perimeter defenders in the league on the Celtics side, for sure.
Yeah.
But what you just said is all that matters. Like, the guy's going to put it up a bajillion times because he's...
The volume is there.
Yeah, the volume is going to be there.
yeah. The volume is there. So
I think
just
I'm betting that.
Yeah.
I'm betting that.
Mavs and Thunder, a much more interesting series in this one. As we said, Thunder, 3.5-point favorites, 218 the total, plus 136 if you think the Mavs win this thing outright. Kelly, I mean, if we look at this, no Maxi Kleber, and I think that people might not really understand what a pretty big loss that is for him, because he's a fairly versatile player for this Mavs team. I mean, you can play him at the 4. You can, if you want to go smaller, you can play him at the 5. He's a guy that kind of like adds a little bit of a wrinkle on the offensive side of everything too. And I mean, he's definitely done for the series. They're going to reevaluate him in a couple weeks. I mean, he's probably done for the whole playoffs with all this for the Mavs team. And I'm not saying that means the Mavericks can't win this series. I'm saying that it's a bigger loss for them than I think people are giving credit for.
This series, for sure. I think they played him too much last series. I was kind of in that camp of, okay, you've got these couple other bigs with Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford that you kind of brought in for a reason. Yeah. Kleba's been around forever. I think he's great, like you just broke down, great in specific matchups. Little smaller ball you're going to see in this series. I think he would have been nice to have. And, you know, just kind of –
because you could run him out at the 5.
Right, exactly.
And be able to match up with what the Thunder are going to do when they try to go small. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. This is – I bet the over tonight. Bet on the over 216.5. You know, man, totals, I'll bet a little bit more in the playoffs and not a huge totals better. And, man, it's mainly unders in the playoffs for me. But I thought there was a little value on the over here. You're talking about two top 7 teams in pace during the regular season. Now, Luka Doncic dealing with his knee injury has definitely been playing slower. They're going to want to slow it down in the half court a little bit more. I think the Thunder, though, will be looking actively to get out and run, attack the paint like they do in every single game that they play. Expecting a high up-tempo game from the Thunder, kind of forcing the Mavericks hand in that. This is just talking about the series price real quick, man. I don't know if you did anything with this. I've got Mavericks futures that I'm just kind of going to be riding and hoping and praying here for. Look, they're a great team. They're a great team right now. Have looked awesome since the All-Star break. To me, at this price, there's some value on the Thunder side. If I wasn't involved at all, I'd probably be looking there. I'd probably be looking Thunder a little bit game to game here, especially to start with Lucas still having knee issues.
That's the thing. If Luca was 100% healthy, I don't think it'd be a thing for me. But yeah.
Yeah. The Nuggets Timberwolves price was just a little bit off to me. So if I was going to go anywhere, I wasn't involved, it would be with the Thunder.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.